This is KUT. Republican Party leaders and activists are meeting in Dallas this week for their biannual convention. Besides discussing party platforms and future legislative priorities, leaders are trying to gin up excitement ahead of this year's presidential election. But that's proving to be tougher than usual in a state that overwhelmingly supported Senator Ted Cruz. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports from Dallas.
The Texas GOP convention is one of the biggest gatherings of Republicans in the country, so getting everyone on the same page can be hard. And that's why state party leaders like Governor Greg Abbott gave some marching orders Thursday.
We must defend the Constitution by defeating Hillary Clinton.
Though Abbott didn't say this explicitly, that means getting the vote out for the Republican Party's presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. And there's a reason people like Abbott aren't shouting Trump's name at the top of their lungs in the convention. For one, Texas is Cruz country, and I ran into a lot of people like Vicky Enrique from Mason, Texas, who just aren't over Cruz's loss.
I'm very disappointed in this election. I have supported Senator Cruz ever since he was running for the Senate, and I am really torn on about voting for Donald Trump, I really don't know what to do right now.
Enrique says she just can't get behind Trump right now. She says she just doesn't like him. She says she'll see how she feels after the national convention. But for now, Enrique is just not really excited about this election. And for Art Martinez de Vara, who works with the Texas GOP as an assistant parliamentarian, that's not good.
At the Republican State Convention, people are diehard politicos. So I hear a lot of people, soured about the presidential race, but they typically understand the importance of going to the ballot. But how far down in the party that goes is what concerns people. There's a lot of people who aren't as in-tuned or as active as those who would come to a convention. And so I think there's going to be an enthusiasm challenge.
And that's a serious problem for Republicans. As Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told the crowd, the party needs to keep enthusiasm high in Texas, up and down the ballot.
We are not going to let the Democrats ever take Texas, because if they do, the electoral votes of Texas and California and New York means we could never win the White House, no matter who our candidate was. So are we going to stand and let Hillary Clinton win Texas in 2016? No!
And I should say, there are a lot of delegates in the party who get this. Paul Gabolis from the Woodlands says this is how it goes.
Yeah, I supported Ted Cruz all the way, but the members of the party have spoken, and that settles that for me. So I will be working for Mr. Trump to get him elected.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.